Citrus Expo Seminar Committee co-chair Megan Dewdney, also a University of Florida scientist, presents the full Expo Seminar program slated for Wednesday and Thursday, August 14th and 15th at Lee Civic Center in North Fort Myers.
Well, we've got an exciting program on Wednesday. We'll be starting off from an update from CRDF with Dr. Harold Browning. He'll be talking about HLB, talking about from science to solutions, so what they think are the up-and-coming science projects with near-term solutions. After that, we'll be talking about CURRT and future production systems in the era of HLB, how the future of production systems may need to change, giving people ideas as they start to think about planting new varieties, doing something a little bit more than just resets. What are the options? So Dr. Schumann will be talking, giving an overview on that subject, and then looking at production systems for grapefruit and sweet orange, and then looking at some of the economics of those questions, because of course one of the most important things is how much does it cost. And then of course we'll have a grower's perspective on that given by Jim Snively and block management in this exotic disease era. In the afternoon, we're going to talk a little bit about state BMPs. They've been a big issue this year, the new rollout of the BMPs. Kelly Morgan's going to talk a little bit about that with what benefits are afforded to growers from the statewide BMP program. And then we'll have Bonnie Wolf from the FDACs talking about the advantages and challenges of the citrus BMPs. Later in the afternoon, we'll be talking about gaps, citrus gaps. It's an important subject for fresh fruit, but it may also be affecting the processing fruit as these new rules come from the FDA come out. They're all not fully confirmed yet. And then we'll also be talking about the future implementation for the processing fruit with Peter Chairs.
Dennis Howard of the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services will make the last presentation Wednesday. His topic will be meeting pesticide drift challenges in citrus. Dewdney discusses the Thursday, August 15th Citrus Expo seminar program.
On the second day, we'll be concentrating more on pest management. We'll start off with some psyllid management, psyllid control on young trees with Michael Rogers, and then a perspective from Steve Farr on organizing a successful CHIMA. He's organized several good ones. And then Brandon Page will be talking about what makes this CHIMA a success, what features he's found make CHIMA successful, and what features don't make CHIMA successful. And then Dr. Phil Stansley will be talking about the future of psyllid management and where he thinks we might be going in the future. After that, we'll be talking a little bit about diseases, talking about root health with a returning emphasis on that from Dr. Evan Johnson. He'll be talking about at least HLB and possibly some other diseases that infect root health, which could be contributing to some of the decline we see. I will be speaking about black spot management as we get into the season, where we're going to start seeing new symptoms, so people can look at their programs and also review what may or may not have occurred this last year as symptoms show up. And then Dr. Graham is going to be talking about canker management and if there's anything new, and then sort of bringing all of the different facets of canker management together into one management program.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.